This week, our art hounds have found a train ride to the North Pole, a walk in the woods in White River Junction, and a 50-year photography retrospective in Brattleboro. First is parent and volunteer Sarah Wunderly from Bellows Falls. She has this about the Santa Express.
Listeners can embark on a magical train ride aboard the historic Green Mountain Flyer from Bellows Falls, Vermont, to the North Pole, which is Chester, and back again. Musical entertainment will be provided by the Bellows Falls Middle School Advanced Band and the main attraction, Santa. Santa Express is a fundraiser that benefits the Bellows Falls Band Friends and Destination Bellows Falls.
You can hitch a ride to the North Pole on Saturday, November 21st at 9:30 or 2 aboard the Green Mountain Flyer. Tickets available at Misty Valley Books in Chester or Village Square Bookstore in Bellows Falls. Next is Karen Borgstrom of Lyme, New Hampshire. She suggests A Walk in the Woods, the play by Lee Blessing, on stage in White River Junction.
The North Country Community Theater production of the Tony and Pulitzer Prize nominated play A Walk in the Woods, based on an actual event that took place in 1982, depicts the developing relationship between two arms negotiators, one Russian and one American. The production is powerful and thought-provoking. It's definitely worth a trip to lovely White River Junction. Hope to see you there.
That's at the Briggs Opera House in White River Junction through Saturday at 7:30 and on Sunday at 3. Susan Aldridge is a potter and fabric artist from Irisburg, and she recommended Coromundo.
Come hear a great concert of world music, including songs from Africa, Eastern Europe, Taiwan, Caucasus, Georgia, Sweden, and Quebec. Coromundo, an a cappella women's choir, has been bringing singers together from Quebec and the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont for more than 15 years. Come hear great music.
Hear that Coromundo concert on Saturday at 4 at Craftsbury Presbyterian Church. Suggested donation is $15 at the door. Paul Dorian is from Killington. He recommended the Killington Arts Guild all-member show.
With featured photographer Bruce Pike and his unique interpretation of the people and places which surround us, this promises to be a very exciting event with all local artists.
That opening reception is Friday from 5 till 7 in the gallery in the Base Camp Outfitters Building, Route 4, Killington. And photographer Doug Frank is from Brattleboro. He suggests a 50-year photography retrospective.
Bob Cantius's fascinating black and white photographs at Vermont Center for Photography. There's a meet and greet where you'll meet this amazing photographer who has documented Northeast city streets.
The meet and greet is on Sunday, November 29th at Vermont Center for Photography on Flat Street in Brattleboro, and regular hours are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from noon till 5. If you need details about all of these events, visit vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, celebrating 50 years of funding for the arts with Vermont Arts 2015. More information is at vermontarts2015.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.